This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
You're listening to Family Matters. This is Michelle. I'm listening from my opening track and I can't even find it. How are you going back?
I'm good.
Traveling back to the acting shows?
I'm on fire.
Do we need to give you like an injection of caffeine or anything?
Maybe. Chocolate lollies.
Are you still coming down from the Pride game this past weekend?
I am still as high as a kite on Pride game. I said last night on Cheeks Talking Footy, it was the most fun I've ever had, and I've been to Movie World 3 times.
Well, I tell you why. It was great going and seeing the game. Look, neither team was mine. I was secretly kind of hoping St. Kilda would lose, but at the same time hoping they'd win. So it was kind of a weird feeling. But I was quite surprised to see the attendance, actually, at the attendance of the game, actually.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people coming, like myself, to fill seats as well.
I think that's absolutely right. Heaps of people that didn't go for either team, but just wanted to be part of it and be welcome and included.
Oh, definitely. And even though the after party as well with Fruits and Boots.
So much fun.
That was so much fun. Now, speaking of Fruits and Boots, tonight our guest is Rowena Allen.
Yeah.
Who's coming in to have a chat with us, who basically danced up the night.
I was going to say, she was cutting up the deep floor.
Hey, I've seen her at Dance Cats. She does all right. Now, just so we're at it, I want to say thanks to Stand Up Straight, even though you're just here back. So, thank you back.
No worries.
But I'll give a thank you to Mama Mish because I got a nice cuddle on the way out. Now, Gina, we had some big stuff that were announced at Victoria this week. Can you talk to us about this?
We had a lot of big stuff. And please forgive me, I do have a head cold. So if I sound a bit extra sexy,
you sound
evening,
hot, Gina.
I do sound a little bit
hot.
Extra nice.
A little bit hoarse.
a little husky. A
big bit hoarse.
A little bit husky. So I think most of us. I think most of us can agree that there were some major announcements that were announced over the last couple of days and that are coming up in Victoria as well.
Oh, I mean, look, just from a trans perspective, the birth certificate changes, geez, that's huge.
How good is that?
That's absolutely massive.
It's massive. I think it was initially from New South Wales.
I think that's right.
Yeah, so now it's Victoria as well. I can't remember what other states have it. I know there's a few other things going on. Wasn't there something to do with adoption? Changes as well?
There is adoption changes 1st of September, and we've got a wonderful guest tonight that I am hoping will give us a bit more information on the adoption changes that go live on the 1st of September. And Becky might be able to fill us in on that as well.
It's very
the legal
exciting.
Eagle going to give us some
I know,
insight?
So much pressure. So much pressure.
It's funny, we're all the token whatevers we are. We got the token legal, token trans, token
what
lesbo.
Is that what I am?
Yeah.
That's my tattoo.
We get the token twang.
I'll take it.
I promised him I would say hello to him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I do miss David.
He sent me a message today and he said, are you going to talk about me tonight?
Yes, David, we're talking about you.
Yes, blah, blah, Dave, blah, blah.
I need to.
We can talk. Keep talking about Dave.
Of course. I need to go to, now he'll probably be listening, but I need to go down to like the American food store and buy him a Twinkie.
Bless.
Put a little candle
Dave
in or something.
Dave was my dance floor partner on Saturday night.
It was great hanging out all together there, actually, the thing, and just chatting about what we're doing. And everyone's so excited about this show, which is so cool.
I know.
Well, can I just invite people to contact us about their excitement? Because all these positive changes, there's one thing I actually want people to do. Now, as we know, it's really easy to go and like stuff when we see all these positive changes. And I've seen everyone retweeting and saying thanks on Facebook and all this sort of great stuff. But does anyone actually ever write a letter to say thank you anymore?
No.
Oh, you're so old-fashioned. No,
I am old-fashioned. I love our posties. So I've deliberately gone out and bought some thank you cards.
So who are we going to send letters to?
Well, I thought we'll speak to our guest, Rowena Allen, and maybe find out who are some of the people responsible for the stuff that we're seeing coming through.
We have to send one to Daniel Andrews.
And send one to Daniel.
Hashtag love him.
Oh, totally.
His introduction to the Australian story with Jordan the other
day. If anybody knows how to reach him or get in touch with him, if you can get him on our show, oh my god, I will so take you out for coffee.
He's probably they're listening.
You probably
I suspect.
But what I want people to do is, because I've got these cards here, I've got my pen. My voice isn't good, but my penmanship is absolutely beautiful.
Aww.
And I'm going to start writing some thank you cards, and I'd love to know what people would like to have added to those. So I'm happy to get some texts, but how are they going to reach us?
Well, they're going to email us at familymatters@joy.org.au, or they can get us on Twitter, because we're twits, at familymatters94. They can also get us on Facebook on facebook.com/familymattersonjoy. So, yeah, or you can email us live on air at joy.org.au.
I know I'm a writer, but when it comes to writing cards, I'm not that great at it.
You know what? It's like, you know at work when someone passes around the card for someone's birthday, whatever, and you're like, I'm just like, dear whoever, happy birthday, love Beck. But I know of a guy who used to, what he would do is write whatever the printed message is in the card and then be like, from him. So people thought, oh, that's a really touching message. No, no, just copied.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want to send a message to someone like Ro Allen or Daniel Andrews or anybody else you want
Martin Foley,
there you go. We're going to do that. So hold in tight. We've got a few messages. We'll be back shortly.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Now, like we said earlier, if you want to reach out to us, you can get us on email at joy.org. What are we looking at here? We're on air at joy.org.au, or you can get us email at familymatters@joy.org.au. You can get us on Twitter, because we're twits, Family Matters 94, or you can get us facebook.com/familymattersonjoy. Look, be thankful. I'm not saying transpositions, okay?
Or you can SMS us on 0427JOY949. Like someone has.
That's right. David misses us. He says, sorry I can't be there tonight, but make sure you pass on my regards to Ro. They were great fun on the dance floor at the after party at the Pride game, from Dave.
Aw, Dave.
Aww.
Dave was my D-floor buddy on Saturday night, because Dave and I were on a Pride game high of epic proportions. Dave was the producer for our Chicks Talking Footy four-hour broadcast.
Look, I'm disappointed I was not invited to come see you on air doing that.
So Dave spent the entire night running in and out of functions, getting the guests.
He was the gopher?
He was the gopher. He did a very good job of it, particularly when I sent him to get the hot guy from Home and Away that I was talking to. He was very quick at that. But I think we counted in 4 hours we had 30 on-air guests, wow, which was just amazing.
Yeah, I saw the photos and the hot guy from Home and Away. And again, why wasn't I invited?
You'll be first on the list next time, Michelle.
I was eating a pie with my business partner from LGBTI Jobs, and we were just basically just, I'm going, wow, I haven't had a beer in ages, and this is really good.
But it was, like I said, it was the most fun I've ever had. I met some of the most interesting, amazing, loveliest people I've ever met in my life.
Look, as a spectator watching it, I was actually really impressed with the things that AFL did. I think it was just small stuff like the goal flags, yeah, and the 50-mark like line being the rainbow, and just the footy jumpers with the rainbow letters. And
what struck me from the AFL was, I think they really meant it. I was worried. Mm. I was not worried, but I wondered whether it was a bit of a publicity stunt, for want of a better word. But I think they really meant it. And just the atmosphere and all the stories I'd heard about all the good things that sport had done for people. And it was just, yeah,
next
amazing.
Next year, I'm hoping, and this is my, cross my fingers, I'm putting this out to my footy friends, not just a Pride game, but a Pride round.
Yeah. And I think Chicks Talking Footy can do the broadcast of every single game.
Please. Chicks of Footy all rounds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Locker rooms afterward, for sure.
Yeah, well, I think my pass was supposed to get me in the locker room, but I lost my pass at the after party.
So we have coming up soon, Ro Allen. And in the meantime, I believe we're going to be stepping away. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. I tell you what, look, I am having flashbacks of a child playing dodgeball, and the amount of balls I got to the face as a no, don't look at me like that. But just like the older kids just smacking you with.
Is it just throwing
it's
a
just
ball?
Throwing balls.
This seems unsafe.
Do you see a legal issue on this?
Yeah, I know. The lawyer in me is like, people should throw balls at each other.
What do you think, Ro?
Is it the same game as poison ball?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I remember poison ball. Yeah, that's not for...
I love kids.
I love for kids. Like,
well, that, to be fair, I did read out it's for 18 and over.
Oh,
so
okay, very good.
I feel adults are probably allowed to choose who throws balls at them.
I'm sorry, but if I was with some other adult on the field, some guy's going to pounce me
it's
with
it. It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird. It's like a childhood game brought into adult spaces.
But, you right. know, it's
Can
a free
just,
world.
This is what I have to put up with each week, right? Yeah, you right. had one pride game, and I think you and I can proudly say we're not fans of football.
But I'm certainly fans of St Kilda now.
Oh, there Ooh. You go.
I mean, what's not to love? Isn't that club amazing?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Those rainbow little numbers and stuff.
Fantastic.
Pretty awesome.
I'm a Bombers fan, but that's okay.
and they let my daughter run out. Did you? I don't know if you saw the two kids run out.
Did you
no.
get
that's
like
amazing.
Major parenting
Oh.
Points
every night that I'm not home to tuck her in for the next week.
Yeah. Remember when you ran out on Eddie Had?
Remember
yeah.
that? And she got the, you know, she got the top with the rainbow. They put a rainbow color on the back.
Oh,
and
that's amazing. Awesome.
And she had a friend as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because like they rang and said, would your daughter like to do it? And I'm like, yeah, she'd love to do it. And then I went home and I spoke to her and she goes, oh, but I've invited my buddy to the footy. And I'm like, oh, Lordy. So I rang them back and said, what about two? Because I thought there'd be like, you know, like
heaps
of kids. Yeah. So there's going to be like heaps of kids. Oh, yeah. And it was like a normal thing because I don't know. And then when I'm watching and there's two kids running out, I'm like, that's Uh-oh. My two.
That's one of them. It's mine.
It's mine. You know, I was waving my arms like a banshee from the stadium.
One of the best things I saw when I was walking around is there was a stand where people were getting scarves and letters put on their jumper. But it wasn't just St. Kilda jumpers. People were actually bringing their jumpers in without numbers and actually getting numbers put in the back with rainbow letters.
Oh, fantastic.
So it wasn't just St. Kilda ones. It was actually other people with their jumpers. I'm going, how?
What, other teams?
Other teams. And their line was absolutely around. I'm going, holy moly, this is amazing. Now, Ro, I got to ask, what actually is the commissioner role? What is actually the commission role? Because not a lot of people actually would know.
You've done it for a year. Come on.
You worked it out.
It's lucky it's radio. You didn't see my face there. It's like,
other okay, than shaking it on the dance floor at Fruits
yeah,
and
yeah.
Boots.
You want 20 words or less. Well, look, we just had a planning day today. So I can tell you that the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, my role is to make Victoria a safer and more inclusive space for LGBTIQ people. I mean, that's as simple as that. And I do it through all sorts of wacky ways. Some serious, like help with legislation and, you know, serious things. Sport, as you know, in the religious space, multicultural space, Aboriginal disability, all the intersections where we all pop up all the time. So it's a pretty full dance card, you know. And it's been 12 months. It's been amazing. And I think I've met a lot of people. you know, and it's just, but you, like there's no normal day. Like what's an average day? Like
yes.
Today I started the day in Lancefield because I had a talk in Lancefield. And then, you know, then you go to the Parliament House to meet with, you know, gay dads and rainbow families and the minister and then, you know, planning day and then, you know, something tomorrow with family violence and, you know, it's just so diverse. And then I'm on the Premier's ICE Task Force. So you're kind of in everything. So I'm an expert in nothing and a little bit in everything. But most of what I do is tell, you know, I hear people's stories and then I retell the stories in the right places is
gotcha.
How I kind of explain it.
Yeah. Now, speaking of, you know, your dance card, you know, Beck and I were really admiring your dance
yeah.
skills on the dance floor
cool.
at Fruits and Boots.
Yeah, that video has been quashed.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I've seen photos but no videos.
Yeah. I enjoyed at Midsummer, you know, dancing with your partner at
yep.
The Dance Cats
yep.
as well, which yep. is, you know, I was quite impressed at the event as well.
Yeah,
so.
we love to get on the floor.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
Noticed. Now, what so far has been your greatest achievement within your first year on this job?
Oh, one thing. It's like picking a child and you run from a burning
I know.
Building.
Which one's my favorite?
I think one of the biggest ones would be the Pride Center.
Yeah.
And one of the ones that I'm the most proud of would be just helping a Mildura support group for young LGBTI people get started.
Wow.
So, you know, they just, and, you know, anyone could have done that, but they wrote to me and, you know, I rang them and they were a bit surprised when I rang them and I made three other calls and in 20 minutes there was a support group. It's amazing.
Wow.
When, you know,
wow.
like that is incredible.
No,
like
definitely.
That is incredible. And you just kind of, the word commissioner kind of helps and people kind of return your calls. And then and then you sort of say, hey.
I'd return my call if the commissioner called me.
I'm going to start doing that now, Gina, commissioner for something. just so that people
just
can return
my call. And then,
Gina, commissioner of family issues.
It was bizarre. It was back before I had any staff. And so I got this letter and someone, you know, in the department gave it over to me. And you know, they'd started decided to write the response letter for me, you know, which was thank you very much for your letter, blah, blah, blah. Here are the support agencies that you can contact, whatever. I'm like, no, why don't we just do something? And so I Googled a social worker in Mildura and found a woman and rang her and said, if you were going to run a support group, where would you put it? And so she told me in Uniting Care, and I'm formerly Uniting Care CEO. So that was pretty easy. So I rang the CEO and said, hey, why aren't you running a group? And this social worker said she'd help you. And I know we can get some money from the Victorian government and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And would you mind meeting these kids that wrote to me? And yeah, within 20 minutes, she'd set up a meeting with these young people. And she said, yeah, why aren't I running a support group? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, some of the things, you know, and you do really, really hard, really long slog things like big football games. And then other things are just really, you know, really...
It's because you have commissioner in front of your name.
Yeah, that's right.
So you do I'm not that letting like that go to my head, but
when you're trying to get a restaurant reservation, or, you know, table for the commissioner, you're going to now, aren't you?
We all are.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is why you bring Beck for the good ideas. Roy, I wanted to ask. Obviously, this show is about rainbow families. If there was one thing you could change to make life for rainbow families better, what would it be? Big question.
Other than a line of Butch maternity wear?
Well, actually, I reckon there's some money in that.
Yeah, I reckon.
There's huge money in that. What I'm would I wear if down. I ever went down there?
Look, I think safe, inclusive education for our kids is really important. I mean, I could list off, I give you 10 things, you know. I'm really keen to, I don't know if anyone went to Midwinter. This is not a serious answer either.
No. Well, just, you just picked warning, up what this show this is about.
It's not a serious answer, but they did a Disney show at Midwinter.
Oh, awesome.
And it was fantastic. And you looked around all the tables and all the rainbow parents, rainbow family parents were singing because we knew all the
you
Disney
knew the
songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let it go. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And all, you know, all the other people, that kids were just going, oh, this is going on a bit. And this is lovely, 10 minutes ago. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great to get, you know, the Greyhound show for a rainbow family picnic?
Yeah.
Oh. Because the kids would absolutely love it. The costumes were sensational.
Oh, yeah.
And you had Elsa and, you know, Anna, and you had everybody from Frozen.
Yeah.
And
all your big
Ursula.
Names.
Yeah. You had Ursula for, you know, and all the optical things. It was just amazing. It was amazing. And I just thought that show has to be done again. So I would like to get that for rainbow families. That'd and I think cool. we need to have more fun. I think we can get very serious in our parenting and families, and I think we just need to get together more often.
I'll back you on the Butch maternity wear if you can help me get better shoe sizes for trans women, okay?
Hey, so but we're bringing we'll Kinky Boots.
Okay, yeah, well,
hey.
There you go.
Which is a whole musical about boots for big feet.
Now it's a fashion show here,
exactly,
on Joy.
Exactly. Well, speaking of all kinds of goofy shit, so we're going to come back in a minute. You are listening to Family Matters on Joy. We got so many more questions to ask Ro. We'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
I'm going to get used to these new sound effects on this show.
I found the sound effects button. I got really excited.
Yeah. Oh, Gina.
Okay, well, I'm working on it. We'll work on it. You know, right, cool. We're still early days. Now, why was there, as I mentioned earlier, we had noticed that people were handing out these interesting flyers that were called Hands Off Our Kids flyer. The question is, when we see this stuff, what can we do? Ro, do you have any feedback on this?
Yeah, you need to report it. You know, that's the first thing. And in fact, I was at an LGBTIQ hate crime roundtable today. And that's certainly one thing that we're going to keep working on about how you can best do that. So, you know, you do give it to a GLO, Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer, or make sure that the anti-violence project knows about it, knows where it's being handed out, you know. And I think we have to figure out sophisticated ways to start to record this. You know, there's some different communities within Victoria that keep a track of their own hate crime sort of stuff. And and we need to really name it for what it is. Like it's abusive and we call it out. And I think that's really important. But don't take it on yourself and just, you know.
I find when people try taking it on and start becoming what I call keyboard warriors and stuff on the internet, it actually makes the cause a little bit worse.
For sure.
And it just, what we do here, it actually kills everything we do.
And it probably fires them a bit too. You know, sometimes people want someone to be angry at them because then it proves that what they're doing in their head is right.
Mm. I've had so many responses in my head to certain tweets, but you just don't tweet them back.
Yeah.
You're just in there, you know, and you just channel what my mother said, you know, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything.
Well, my mom says, think it up here, don't say it out
That's
here.
That's it, same. Yep. Yeah. We obviously, they came from the same place.
But like we were just talking before we came back on air, like you know, some of the spaces we go into that people just stop and go, oh, Michelle, or hey, Ro, or whatever. And half the time, you don't even know who you're talking to. You're just going to smile and wave.
Smile and wave.
And because you never know who's watching or who's thinking or what's going on. with this stuff with Hands Off Our Kids, can somebody explain to me what this is about?
I think we're all looking at each other blankly because we don't
really know. No. Is this mainly around the safe school stuff?
It is, and it's, you know, it's targeted at safe schools, but it's really, like, let's be clear, it's really around marriage equality and pushing some of these issues now. It's like, you know, safe schools was been around for 6 years before this became a big issue. Mm. But look, we're going to see more of it. There's no question we're going to see more of it, and we just need to sort of prepare our responses. But fighting back is, I think, fundamentally, and if anyone sees me do it, please have a go at me. But, it's not useful.
No.
It's not a strategy. I've sat down with Dan Flynn, the Victorian head of the Australian Christian Lobby, and we've had a cup of coffee, you know.
How'd that go?
Well, he bought a muffin, cut in half, we shared it. It was
inclusion.
I spoke more. I think
we broke bread.
Well, I know. That's sort of all the analogies you can pull from this. Shout out to Nathan who's listening. Hi, Nathan. But you can pull a whole lot of religious analogies. But yeah, I spoke more than Dan did, and I think that was my own self-preservation. But you know, I think for me anyway, I'm not suggesting that everybody has to go into those hard places and have those hard conversations, but that's certainly part of my role.
We definitely see it on social media. I mean, when some of those great announcements were coming out about the birth certificate stuff, straight away I saw that there's a petition heading your way. That's not so nice coming out there. Hence,
sure there is. Yeah.
See a lot of that? Is that
this is never good to say on radio. No. I don't see a lot of hate mail.
Fabulous.
Mm. Isn't that great?
That's
It goes to Daniel Andrews. And they don't forward it on.
See, I'd still love to meet him, have him on here. I think he's just an absolute legend.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, Hashtag love. I have such a crush on him.
Roy, can I just say, we've actually gone and bought, as you can see, a bunch of thank you cards because we need to start saying thanks. I don't think I've worked in customer service for years. Yeah. Everyone tells us what's wrong, but very rarely do people tell us what's going right or keep up the good work. So if we wanted to start sending thank you cards for some of the stuff we've seen, 1st of September, something else is coming up that goes live when it comes to adoption, the birth certificate stuff we saw today, even Dan putting his name to that great documentary the other day on Australia's
Daughter. How good was that? How good is Georgie?
I have to say, from a trans perspective with the birth certificates, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many trans people, they feel that they need, before they can even go forward with employment, that they need to have their gender marker changed on their birth certificate, and which means normally you have to have surgery before you can have that. But to have it changed without that, for most Australians who have that barrier, it's huge.
Mm.
And if it gives them that confidence to move forward, well, then amazing.
Mm. Just remember, everybody, we've got to get it through the upper house. And if you're
Of course.
But it is worth saying thank you to Daniel.
It is.
And also to Martin Foley.
Foley.
Martin Pakula, the Attorney General. You know, like, these are the people that go into cabinet and fight this stuff around.
Now, come on, guys. If anybody else has any other thank yous, go on air at joy.org.au or SMS us 0427 joy949. Come on, we need your thoughts as well.
Add to these cards, because as I said, yes, I'm a writer, but I do not write greeting cards. Everyone gives me their greeting cards to fill out for them. I have no idea when it comes to greeting cards.
Speaking of the Australian story and doing Georgie, I think we probably need to send a thank you card to Georgie Stone, because I think for her stepping up and her and her mom, Rebecca, stepping up and actually doing what they did and tell the story, so much on the twit space was just unreal.
Yeah. And how brave and amazing. And the other thing it's funny, someone I was interviewing at Pride Game was talking about Pride Game being a conversation starter in families. So kids feeling, you know, comfortable to say, Mum and Dad, you know, what you saw in that game, that's what I'm going through. And I think it's the same thing about Georgie. I really hope that shows like that can be a conversation starter as well.
The one thing people have to get through their head is that the education space, the employment space, the retail space, and even coming down to even our sports and footy, everything's evolving. And if companies and all these spaces don't evolve to where things are going, then they'll be left behind. Some of the younger generation come out, they're actually so much more accepting. I've got a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old who understand this, and most adults our age can't even get their head around half of what's going on. They get it. And if these companies and the footy and stuff aren't evolving, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we had a Pride round next year and not just a Pride game.
Mm. Nothing I can announce yet, Michelle.
No, I know. But leave that thought in your head. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters. If you do want to reach out to us and send us a message, it's on air at joy.org.au, or you can SMS us 0427 Joy 949. Now, Ro, I'd like to have a centerpiece on you and learn a bit more about you before you became commissioner. Uh-huh. Maybe during your time as commissioner, but just you in general.
BC.
Yes.
Before commissioner.
Before commissioner.
Now, just to paint a picture, Ro is Ro.
Yeah.
Ro identifies as she and they and just everything
however
in between.
You see me,
however you see Ro. And that's one of the things I just love and appreciate about you. But just for everyone to understand you a bit more, maybe just, you know, spotlight on you.
Yeah. Well, I do have an 8-year-old daughter. And when I met my partner now, Kay, of 10 years, just hit 10 years, she's older than me. And so she said, if you want to have a family, then, you know, you're going to have to do it yourself. And that was a real bolt of lightning. I'm like, no, I just want a family. I don't want to do it myself. and that was back in the day when we had bad legislation, not that we got perfect legislation, but we're getting there, where you had to be medically infertile to be medically infertile. And so we had to prove that we had Ian, which is our daughter's father, and he's a gay male friend. And so we had to, you know, go home 6 times and prove we were medically infertile, which, you know, anyway, I wasn't. And I got pregnant on the very first insemination, which is painful for many, many couples to hear out there who've been through years and years and years and years. So who would have thought? Who would have thunk it? I was incredibly fertile. I think it was because I just assumed it wasn't going to happen. And we had an overseas trip booked, and I was pregnant. So, yeah, I carried Alex, which was absolutely... You know, there's a whole book in that.
And that's another story.
That is another story. And, you know, then that has really pushed me to make sure that, you know, health services are more inclusive and, you know, all that stuff. But
Is this one of the things that actually led you towards being commissioner? Or?
Many, many things have led me in that direction. I've been an advocate in this space originally through the Uniting Church when I came out in the Uniting Church as a sort of a late teen, 20-year-old. And always been into social justice. But this is the first time an opportunity's come up where it actually pays the bills to be an LGBTI full-time advocate. But I was on the Minister Advisory Committee for Gay and Lesbian Health for about 15 years. So, and I was very fortunate to chair or co-chair a national working party for Tanya Plibersek when we were accepted as part of Australia in Centrelink and everything else in that period of time there under a previous Labor government. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long, long time, but, you know, when this opportunity came up, I just thought this was the absolute dream job, and I still think this is the absolute dream job because I do what so many people do every day, but, you know, I get to do it as my full-time job.
One of the questions I want to leave you with before we step away, how do you feel being a parent? Do you feel that it has helped shape your decisions and where you're going as commissioner, or do you, with the way things are now, so with like marriage equality and dealing with the adoption issues and things like that, do you believe that maybe helps shape your decisions and where you're going with
things? Absolutely. I mean, yeah. You know, having a really, really diverse life experience that I feel I've had has helped me connect right across the spectrum. Yeah. Mm. So I do understand the importance of safe schools.
Yeah.
From my, you know, from Alex being bullied at school, you know, I really get that in a personal opinion. You know?
Well, I definitely want to touch on that further. You're listening to Family Matters. Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters. You're joined by myself, Michelle, also by Beck and Gina, and our special guest tonight, Ro Allen. Now, Ro, with the things that you deal with as a parent within the rainbow community, what are some of the things you're most passionate about? What are the things that you're probably most passionate about at the moment? Is it something around adoption or?
Today, I think it's about our kids being safe at school. I think I mentioned it before. And you know, that that comes up everywhere. And the commissioner's kid is not immune from this. And that hits me at home right there, you know, like. And so inner city school, it wasn't a safe school, but I said, yeah, it'll be right, it'll be right. And of course, my partner is always right. And of course, because I love that. And so, yeah, she was bullied and, you know, and she was told that, you know, her parents were gay and her parents should be dead and by an 8-year-old and she's 8. So, you know, this is an inner city school, you know, this is, we've got a lot more work to do, you know, and I don't think it's not up to rainbow parents to do all this work, all the heavy lifting. And, you know, that's why the Victorian government plays a big role in the education system in Victoria, not to independent and Catholic schools and all, but, you know, we have to somehow rise above the issues that have been in the media around safe schools and figure out, you know, how do we help make our kids safe? I think the plebiscite is the other thing that's keeping me awake at night for our families at the moment. And I think that if we end up with that terrible thing that shall not be called out, but I just did call it out. if we end up with that thing, which I'm not going to repeat its name, it's a bit like Voldemort, really.
Yeah,
it is. If we end up with that, then we've got to do a lot of things for rainbow families in Victoria to make sure that we, you know, and my daughter recently went to resilience class. You know, there's three Saturday afternoons of, you know, that was advertised in Rainbow Families, and Kay said that'd be really good. And it was great. So, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, we all try to make our kids resilient, but this was a great little program, three Saturdays. And you know, I think that sort of thing, making that a bit more available to our kids during that time would be good.
Is there any actual training for parents as well to know how to deal with this when it happens? Because, well, I mean, we can.
Gina, that's a ripper too. Add that to my list.
Roy can make a call tomorrow, Gina.
Somebody write her a letter. We know what happens.
And as a parent as well, you know, and I can, you know, relate with Rowan this. As a parent who's in this community, we're tough. Mm. And we look at our kids and our kids look at us and go, why is everyone like this? You know, why can't they be just like us? And our kids are tough as well too. And we see the resilience in them. But then, you know, like you said, your partner obviously knows best. But then
you're smarter than me.
Exactly. But then I look at my ex-partner and she always has this worry of, you know, look, we live in, you know, more of a regional town and sending our kids to school. I mean, obviously the schools reach out to me for Idaho Day and stuff. But again, you know, the kids being picked on and you worry about all this stuff and we're resilient. We're like, no, 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 that's not going to happen. Our kids are tough. But then our partner's going, you got to think about it.
Well, you do have to think about it. And we came, people may know, we came from the country and moved down here for the job. And we never had any problem in the country school in Benalla, you know, nothing but completely embraced as a family. Mm. So it was quite a shock to actually have that. So, you know, it's not a rural, regional versus Melbourne
thing. And I think
that's
surprising to hear because there is this, you know, idea about there that, oh, if you're in the city, everyone in the city understands everything.
Oh, yeah.
We're very cosmopolitan, very savvy here.
Let's blow that myth.
If you're gay, you move to the city. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's about leadership in the communities, in the towns, you know?
Well, Ro, I want to thank you on behalf of the team for coming in and having a chat with us about your story and the
Always
things you deal with. And obviously being a parent yourself, I'm sure there's many times we can have you back in here and I'm sure there's many, many fun stories you could tell
get
us.
Get the other parent to come in.
Oh, sure. Please do. I know she's a bit more reserved.
I'm the extrovert. She's the introvert, but you never know.
We could get it out of her.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think that's how relationships work. I'm definitely extrovert. Well, clearly here I am.
Really?
No, I was waiting for you to say you're the introvert and I'm going,
No. Absolutely not. But
there's different ones. I mean, we all have different points and different roles we play in the relationship.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, kids, it's funny. When we're resilient ourselves and we stand up and we're proud of who we are and what we are. And like, I've looked at my daughter, 10 years old, and we're sitting there having a cup of tea together and having a good chat. She goes, Dad, why is everyone acting like this? You know, you're my dad. You know, I think you're beautiful. And why do people call you, they don't call you she or her like I do. And I said, baby, it's just how things are. She goes, well, I just don't understand. Why can't people just get it? And I'm going, man, you're 10 years old and you're getting this. Mm. And adults who are our age, you know, and 40-ish and going, you know, they don't understand. Well, what about the kids and whatever? I'm like, the kids are fine. Do you need therapy? You're not related to me. I don't talk to you regularly. Do you need therapy for this?
Yeah.
Does your daughter throw the commissioner? My parents, the commissioner. For dinner reservations now, clearly.
Yeah, well, that's right.
It has come up because we move in the LGBTI community a bit on the weekends. So she thinks I'm really famous. She's like, I got two parents, one that's famous and one that's, she's playing this game, one that's famous and one that's not. And I said, okay, clearly you're the famous one.
Love it.
So yeah, she's got this really, really sort of blown up picture of how famous I am.
Which is fantastic.
Which is an 8-year-old. You kind of, you know.
I had that this weekend. My daughter, she goes, we were listening to Joy as we're driving along. She goes, Dad, she goes, I just realized something. That's what you do. That's you on radio. And I'm going, yeah, like the penny started dropping. But I'm also waiting for her to do one of these going, my dad can beat up your dad, and then have me show up at the schoolyard and dress. I mean, I'm 6'3", for God's sakes, but I don't know if I could, you know. But yeah, just it's funny the things I kind of picture what like our kids would do and say.
Yeah, well, when Alex went to school for that sort of the first get to know you kind of day, move up class or whatever it was. Anyway. They had this game where you write two things that are real and one thing that's false and you put it in the bucket and then you pull it out. And anyway, one of the things she wrote, because she didn't have my full title back then, she wrote,
my mum's the commissioner for sex.
Oh,
anyway,
fat.
There is a God because there wasn't time for the teacher to pull that one out.
Oh. And did the teacher, when you got there, say, yeah, hey, what's
well,
your job?
That's what are
you?
Pretty much when we thought we better ring the teacher and just say, hey, oh, by the way, I'm not the commissioner for sex.
I mean, that's a whole other job.
That probably is.
It probably yeah. is.
And is there a commissioner for that?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
You are going to find out.
I feel like if anyone could.
There's a commissioner for a whole lot of things yeah. in Victoria. We have a commissioner for red tape.
No. Wow.
Yeah,
no.
we do. Yeah,
really?
We do. We
How did they ever get appointed?
We have it. Well, because there's not as much red tape anymore. We have a commissioner for seniors who's fantastic in our space. He is wonderful. He's working with us on an end-of-life resource.
Oh, beautiful.
For LGBTI people. Multicultural Commissioner, she's absolutely awesome. March with us at Pride. And wow. now we have a $500,000 grant program we'll announce soon in the multicultural space.
Nice.
Yep. Health Services Commissioner, he's a bit of a dude. So, yeah, no.
Can
it's,
I just say, the Police Academy movies ruined all police commissioners for me for the rest
oh,
of my
yeah,
life.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Like, I can't ever see and the great work they've done.
Please tell me you have a goldfish.
That's police commissioner. But
I just think we're so lucky in Victoria.
Oh,
all these people that
oh,
we
God,
have,
yeah.
you know, kind of running the show are so smart and insightful and understanding and want to actually make things happen and change. And I think we should send them all a card.
And that's it. Have we got the list ready? So there's yourself, Ro. We're going to be writing a card to you. You'll get the special one with a pug on it. That's a bit lovely. So who else? We had Dan.
Dan the man.
Dan? Can I call him Dan on the
I don't
card?
Know.
Or Daniel?
He sometimes calls himself Dan. I've seen
sir.
Him. I've seen no. him on the news. Dear Mr. Andrews.
Dear Mr. Andrews.
And then you can rub out what he does is he writes your name and then he crushes it out and he writes Ro or, you know, so you can actually write his name.
Personal touch.
Love
crush it out and go Dan.
So what's the Aussie, like the Aussie shortening of Dan?
Mate.
That's what you do. We're like, dear Mr. Andrews / mate.
Yeah. The Dan
so
stuff.
Dan, we've got right. Who else are we
Martin Foley. Foley. Martin Pakula, the attorney. No.
Martin Squared.
Martin. Yeah, Martin times two. Yep.
Oh, there's so
Go
many
next.
People.
Anyone else?
Oh,
who should we just send a card to just because?
Oh, I think Anna Brown needs one from the Human Rights Law Centre. She's all over our
Anna
law reform.
Brown.
Beautiful.
You don't mind if I just send these all to you and you can just put... Yeah, I'm sure there's an internal mail.
There's some kind
somewhere.
Of internal mail, yeah.
You know,
no
we love
problem.
Our posties. I'm sure
I'll come and pick them up.
On the postage.
Yeah, no, we're going to find really cool stamps to put on them.
We were going to send one to Georgie.
Yeah, we'll send
from
one
Australian
to Georgie.
Story.
Georgie's mum needs one too. But anyway.
And a dad.
Yeah, all of the above. And a brother.
So like I was saying before we segued, thank you so much for coming in, Ro.
Thank
we
you,
really
pleasure.
Enjoy your company. And like I said, we'll definitely have you and possibly your partner in.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe even talk to your child about
well,
being
look,
the
you know, you won't get a word
sex.
In. You get Alex in here, you won't get a word in.
I like that. Alex like sounds that. Like my kind of gal.
Love her.
Anyway, you are listening to Family Matters. We will be back shortly to wrap up the show. Talk to you soon. Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters. Unfortunately, it is the end of the show. Now, if you did miss us tonight and you do want to listen in, Gina is working very hard to catch up our past shows for our podcast.
That's my weekend.
That's right. And just if you want to follow up with us until they're live, you can get us on familymatters@joy.org.au, our Twitter, familymatters94, or facebook.com/familymatters on joy. I tell you, it's so much... We still didn't even touch on that that needs to be covered in all of this.
And I just love Ro. She's Ro is the best.
Oh,
I
yeah.
kept getting photos from you and Dave over the footy podcast. You and Ro and Dave taking selfies.
We're like, yeah, hashtag selfie.
And it's like, yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning. Don't need to be getting selfies from you guys.
We're a family here on the show, Gina. We wanted you to know what we're up to.
And then there's the older girls like us, Mia Parent, you know. You and the missus.
Yeah, absolutely.
In bed. By
9.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
9
o'clock.
You know,
no, I know. I did get to bed about 1. I did leave for
I blame Dave. He led me astray.
Now, we do have to say thank you. A membership has been received from Colin from Brighton, East Victoria. So thank you, Colin. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the family.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you do join during ours, we will welcome you to the family as well.
Look, on next week's show, we are talking a bit more family. We're getting a bit butcher next week. We have got the boys back in to be talking all things gay dads. So we are very lucky. We've got someone from Gay Dads Australia next week. Rodney's coming in to talk everything that we need to know about being a gay dad, how to be a dad. Just
interesting.
Type. Yeah.
Look, all of us dads, we come in many shapes and sizes.
That's true.
Some of us have more curves than others.
Absolutely.
But coming up after us, forget Goldilocks, because it's our favorite bears with the woods.
Yes.
And thank
Machine is on our desk
on our desk
now.
Yes.
I have to admit, a bit of a spoiler, I'm very looking forward to the woods because one of my old teachers, Noel Maloney, who's a playwright, is joining them. So I'm waving to him across the studio. I'm a bit
That's
excited.
Very good for radio, Gina.
No, it doesn't help you guys,
exactly.
But I'm really
Well, excited. Thank you for listening tonight. You have been listening to Family Matters. This is Mama Bear Machine. We're waving over to the woods. It's now your turn, boys. You have a lovely night. We will all see you next week. Take care.
Bye.
Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy94.9. Support Joy94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.